bit of a breakout after some low-scoring games. You guys got 7 goals. What was the pregame speech up like?
You know, it wasn't so much the pregame speech today as it was just the constant conversation with the players over the last 10 days or so. And if you think about the segment of the last few games that we've played, the team's been playing really well, really hard, competitively, well-structured, generating lots of chances, lots of shots, but the puck's been going, you know, crossbar out, post out, or just sitting on the goal line. And what you need to do is just stick with the process and trust and believe that if you do the right things all the time, eventually you'll get those inches back. It goes post in or trickles across the goal line or hits a stick and goes in, and that's what we saw tonight. It was just a matter of sticking with the process.
So talk about Fizer's hat trick, first career hat trick.
Yeah, so again, really proud of Fizer, how hard he works. If you notice, he's actually one of our best defensive players. And, you know, he skates, he's fast, he's physical, he understands the game, he's smart, he's got a great shot, and he's courageous enough to go and be around the net where the pucks are going to come, and, you know, you're going to take cross checks and slashes and all those things. But if you go stand there, you'll be rewarded.
It looked like we're also tonight generating some opportunities from behind the net.
Yeah.
Kind of reminiscent of last year. Is that something we continue to work on with the team?
I think you need to take advantage of the full extent of the offensive zone. The corners, the half walls, the net front area, of course, the points, but also below the goal line as well. And I think teams that are versatile offensively try to take advantage of all of that space.
It seemed for the most part the refs sort of let the game play. Did that help momentum for you guys?
Yeah, it did. I actually thought the referees did a really good job. And early in the game, I disagreed with a couple of things. But the one good thing about this officiating crew is they're very communicative throughout. They heard us. They let us know their side of things. And I thought, yeah, they did a good job controlling it as the game went on.
A bit of emotion in this game. It's going to carry over to tomorrow night. What's the message to the guys about keeping cool heads and ready?
It's a great point. It's exactly that. We want to play with passion as well, but under control. And I really like the pushback and the bite at the end. I loved Sid, Camby, you know, Douster, DJ, all those guys pushing back and snarling a bit, but not going over the line. They kept their heads and just played hard, and that's all you can ask.
How important is it for you to have all of your overagers back in the lineup? You're now 7-1 with Outhouse, Hanoon, and Jarrett back in.
Yeah, they're very steadying presences back there for sure. It's a really important player at each position. You know, obviously Griffin net, Ralphie on the back end, and Nooner at center. So that just, it's your anchor at each position. And not just on the ice, but they're very calming influences in the room. They generate a lot of confidence within the group.
A couple of veteran coaches and Don Hay and Johnson. What do you expect to see for them tomorrow?
I expect a great response. You know, you can even see it tonight. They had a great game plan. They're very well coached, well structured. Their players compete. And I know they'll have a game plan in mind tomorrow to counteract some things and try to take advantage of some things. And I just know they'll have their team prepared. And we're going to see an even hungrier, even faster and more physical team in Portland tomorrow. So we have to be even hungry and faster and physical as well.